Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay. Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
It's time for the Puffcast.
Hello.
Fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan, and punctual Toby Sullivan.
Is this going to take long?
Wow. Now, we have, of course, this week got Wes Snelling back for Wes Wes.
Yep.
That's good news.
Yes.
That's
I guess that remains to be seen.
It's news.
Really, yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. You people run down Wes, and he is a genius of rare talent.
Are you... Wes Snelling we're talking about?
Oh, sorry, Snelling.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
My mind was elsewhere. Sorry about that.
Dear me, that is yet to come and much more malarkey here in the Puffcast.
Cece feels things deeply. Cece is a deeply feeling person.
Puffcast. We're back with our sex survey, which you might have been listening to on a previous Puffcast.
Yes.
We've got heaps to get through, Toby. Where are we up to?
So much.
Much info.
We're up to question 4 of 11,000.
Great.
Question 4, it didn't take long to get to it, it's important. How often do you watch porn?
How often do people watch porn?
Well, look, there was one answer that was the most popular, and then pretty much everybody else answered the joke answer.
Right, okay.
Which is whenever True Blood's on.
Yeah.
Who's surprised? Every fucking day.
Yes.
Every day.
Every day.
Wow.
Nearly 70% of people watch porn every day.
It's an epidemic.
A tiny minority.
You don't watch it every day?
I watch it maybe once a month.
Really?
At best. Wow. When I get my period.
But presumably every day means that you're beating off every day.
No, yeah, well,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Like, what, are you watching porn to catch up on what happened last night? I wonder, did that pool ever get clean?
I probably watched it every day when I was in my 20s, but now that I'm 39 again,
I would go through periods, I think, of watching it every day, but I couldn't categorically say
I watched it a lot. In that one day a month.
You binge it.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, bizarrely, when I was trying to...
cranked out a couple of gigs.
Well, I was on the Google Docs, you know, making up our set list for what we're doing, our recording today.
Mm. It's a highly arousing experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just went, in the other window, I was watching free videos. And I would hear someone go, and I was like, oh, this is the cum shot. I'll go over to that tab now. There we go.
Yeah, I don't want to miss the climax.
So you had the X-Tube on as background music.
Kind of.
Oh, wow.
And then my boyfriend came home for lunch, and I'm like, oh, quick, close all tabs. Like, he knows I watch porn. He watches it in front of me. I'm like, I don't know why I got all fucking Sister Maria all of a sudden.
It's just this kind of Pavlov's dog reaction of getting caught watching porn.
There's someone in the house. No porn. No porn. This is bizarre.
Wow.
I can see it. Sometimes I will watch porn and just watch it, like, and not actually masturbate.
Yeah,
no, I can't do that.
Well, yeah, I've clicked through pictures and stuff and not had a crack at myself.
Just bored.
I cannot do that.
Well, it's kind of like,
really?
I do that when I'm like, oh, I need to procrastinate or I'm feeling a bit bored. I'll just put some porn on. Can I be bothered? No, yes. All right, I'll have a crack at myself. Fuck it. You know, like, it's kind of, you kind of have a look at porn just to kind of decide whether you could be bothered beating off.
I remember.
It's like going to the fridge and going, is there anything to eat?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Some cheese.
Yes.
There was a period when, in between Skid House and Comedy Inc., when you were unemployed, you said, I need to get a job really soon. Because I'm going to rip my dick off.
Oh, yes. Yes.
All I do is I get out of bed and I masturbate. And I go, oh, what should I? Oh, I should clean the house. I might wipe the sink. I might masturbate
now. I might have a little wank. Yes.
Then, what do I do? I'll get on the internet, have a look at some porn. I'm going to masturbate.
Yeah.
Well, that's the nickname, procrastination.
Yes.
Masturbation.
Well, fucking hell, being an actor is just one big wank. So I was just keeping match fit. Let's face it.
I didn't really give a shit about the next question, but everyone seems to be very excited about it, so I thought I'd better check.
Mm. Yeah.
Who's cut, who's uncut?
Yes. Can you read out the third option?
The third option was, I am actually a discarded foreskin come to life and I host Sydney Radio with Jackie O.
Which did get a few clicks, didn't it?
Yeah, but Kyle answered 4 times.
Yes.
So there you go. Pretty even split, 55% uncut, 45% cut.
Right.
So more uncut than cut, right.
More uncut than cut. Okay. But pretty even.
Yeah. So let that be a lesson to all of you boyfriends out there trying to get your younger boyfriends to become circumcised. It's 50-50.
It's so fitty-fitty.
Stop it.
There we go. And with that, can we close the book on the circumcision discussion?
No, yes. We need to have another survey. We go, do you prefer cut or uncut? And see what the stats are like for that.
Fucking hell. Let's talk about other shit that may or may not exist. Do you like rat's tails? Have you had an appendix? Do you have your tonsils or not? Fucking hell. Jesus Christ. When it comes to online dating or hookup sites, I am happily partnered, but keep a few profiles just for fun. Got to have your digital safety net. I'm in a relationship and it's great to play with new friends, which is a euphemism for fuck around.
Yeah.
39%, I never use them.
39% never go online.
Yep. That is our first truly surprising response.
That is full on.
Never, ever.
Never.
Never, ever. However, another 40% said, if all my Grindr chats lined up in real life, people would think Australian Idol was auditioning at my house.
Right.
So it's about even.
Even, Steven.
About half never and half just do that all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is bizarre.
There's very little middle ground.
I'm surprised that there's as much never.
Yeah. Yeah, so am I. I thought everyone was like, as soon as I got a smartphone, Grindr, that was the very first thing I did on the first day.
I know. I've never felt so inadequate or left out as when I was the last one of us to get Grindr.
Oh, yeah. On your Crackberry.
On my Crackberry. And I would sit there going, can I have a go?
Can I tell you something? I got this phone, which is a replacement, insurance replacement. What was this, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yes. Was that night we went to see Wiz? And I broke my phone.
Yes.
Yeah. Ages ago. And I am yet to install Grindr or Scruff or anything.
Wow.
Love.
I just haven't bothered.
Oh, my God. You are that 39%.
I am. I've turned into the...
Oh, my God. Wow.
I do have Grindr on my iPad, which I turned on when I was in Los Angeles, staying in West Hollywood, and there were so many sculpted abs. I've never wanted to look at it again. My eyes almost popped out of this. Sprained an eyeball.
Did you turn it on at the Starbucks in West Hollywood?
Oh my God.
That Starbucks in West Hollywood. West Hollywood, of course, the big gay strip in LA, and with this incredibly cruisy Starbucks. It's the very first time I've ever ordered a latte wearing nothing but a towel.
I'm just going to drop a name here. Clang. I was staying with Will Anderson, who goes to that Starbucks because someone keeps chatting him up behind the counter.
Grundo.
And he's like, I know I'm not gay, but I like the attention.
Great.
Amen. Amen. Right.
Well, I'm just back to the sex survey questions. We did have a couple of comments. And one of them's about Grindr, and one of them's a little bit disturbing. Oh. One of them was, I'm a lady, so my brother is the face of my account. He's surprisingly popular with Asians and over 45s.
What?
I find that a bit disturbing.
Why is she whoring out her brother?
I don't know. I want to get down.
Is she shopping for semen?
Oh, maybe.
This happened last time, didn't it?
Yeah.
Someone faux grinding.
I think it's really not a good thing to be using someone else's picture.
No, it's quite rapey. Not. Yes.
Especially if it's a recognisable picture.
You know, the other thing is that it's a breach of the terms and conditions that you sign up for. Yet you refuse. I know, look at you. Anyone cares. Yeah. But you're not meant to put up pictures of someone that's not you.
Right.
Like, that's one of the things you agree to when you agree to sign up for that service.
Yes.
Because I did put a picture of someone I work at a radio station with, but that's because it was for an on-air stunt on Gaydar, and I got dobbed in and they cancelled my other account.
Oh, my God.
Did you get kicked out of Grindr?
I got kicked out of Gaydar.
Oh, no.
Like, anyone goes to Gaydar anymore. It's the MySpace of gay.
Yeah.
Look, another important question. One close to Mel Buttle's heart.
Yes.
Top or bottom?
Top or bottom.
And we did include an option to say versatile, by which, of course, you mean bottom.
Yeah.
There were a lot of comments, I remember, of people getting very angry. No, I am versatile!
Yes, there are a lot of things. It's a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
A thing. Fully half of people insisted they were versatile.
Right.
Right. Which I presume means that they just lost the Mexican standoff.
Well, we did get a lot of preferred top but lazy comments, to be honest.
These statistics just don't bear out our experience.
No.
Only 12% of people said they were exclusively bottom.
Right. Yeah.
I think not.
I'm 10% of them. yeah, that does it. Well, I think it's kind of, you know, a time thing because I've got a thing when you're at like a sex venue or a sauna or something called gay light saving time, right. Which is the hour beyond which everyone there is a bottom.
Because all the tops have blown and gone home.
Well, and also, after a certain point, everyone's too drunk to actually get it up properly. I'm just going to lie here. Oh, it's gay light saving time.
Or they're on those meds that make you floppy.
Yes.
Although, you know, where's is the top? And this shocks me.
Yes.
So maybe that's the thing that people...
He's a fair weather top.
Yeah.
He's like gay light savings. After a certain point...
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe it's the thing that like all the people who seem like they're tops aren't tops and all the people who seem like they're bottoms aren't bottoms.
Aren't bottoms.
Maybe.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
I definitely come across as a top,
oh,
fellas.
Oh, my God, guy. Please.
I did like this comment, though. Truly versatile. Ride there for ride back.
Oh!
Which is quite nice.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
And someone else has
back
just simply...
passage. Scratch my back passage.
Yes. Sorry. Someone else has simply put big black strap on. I think that was the lady, maybe.
I didn't realise Dad had the link to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, how many questions are there to go? We might have to postpone this for another week again.
Triple play. Oh.
All right. Well, we'll be back with more results from our sex survey. In fact, why don't you go and skew it for next week? Get online at talkingbookie.com.au and you can ruin our survey results.
Cocksucker!
Yeah, glad I taught you that fucking word.
Hoofcast. All right, it's time to talk footy, and none of us know what the fuck
we're... I never thought that you would ever say that on this podcast, to be honest.
The finals are on at the moment.
And everyone's talking. This happened to me last night. You get into a cab, or someone asks you about,
you're at the pub.
Someone said, how about Geelong?
How about Geelong? It's not a very nice place.
They make cars there, it's very nice.
Is this a conversation about the Sphinx? What are you talking? So, we're in a bit of a pickle.
Yes,
and
the delightful Richard Watts we have on the line, who knows about football.
Yes.
So we're hoping, Richard, you can give us a bit of a bluffer's guide to getting through finals season.
You know, if we get invited to that grand final barbecue, we need to know shit.
Definitely. Like, look, one of the most important things I think you can have is to just quickly, if you've been invited to a grand final barbecue or something like that, good to know which of the teams are actually playing.
Yes, handy tip.
Right. Fundamental.
How do we find that out other than looking at the colours of balloons at cafes?
Google is your friend. Google is always your friend in these instances. Little things to help fake some knowledge. If you've got 5-10 minutes to find, a lot of the footy clubs these days have the official website. Then there are also the fan sites that are run, and that's a really good place to find out the nicknames of a couple of players. Really useful things to be able to drop into a conversation.
Yes. Oh, so you can go, how about Buffer on the flank?
Yeah.
Exactly. Something else to find out about. If in relation to one or two key teams, find out about injuries, because that way you can say with all seriousness, I'm really worried about so-and-so's groin.
I was really concerned for a second. I thought, I've got to remember a name and a body part.
Yes.
Well, come on, it's not that different to an average Friday night at the Peel. Yes. So.
Oh, I don't remember names on a Friday night at the Peel.
You do remember groins, though.
I do remember groins.
Yeah.
Richard, is it okay to make up your own nicknames? Because I was watching Collingwood play one night and I started calling Leon Davis, bring it on, Leon. Is that not good?
I think that works well because one of the nicknames that he has is Neon Leon, which he doesn't actually like as a nickname. That was given to him, I believe, by Eddie McGuire, the Collingwood club president.
So, no one wants a name Eddie's made up.
No.
What if you make up the wrong nickname? Like, what if you try and go for something and you get confused and you come out with something a little bit too camp? Like, how about Miss Thing? ring in the forward pocket.
Look, I personally wouldn't have any complaints. Kind of like your, I know your tradie brother-in-law might look at you slightly askance, but just tell him that I know that you heard them using the same name on SEN.
Yeah, good. Oh, yeah,
nice maybe, recovery.
Maybe try to steer clear of like, oh, and look, you know, biceps has passed it to legs.
Oh. Yes, there's a point where focusing on body parts becomes a little bit too difficult.
Yes, so, okay.
Focus on the injuries. Not the body.
Oh,
look,
groin's passed it to Hammy. Oh.
Obviously, we're getting to the finals, so we won't need to research some teams. Like, there's no point in researching
the bottom eight.
The bottom eight.
Well, I'm right here, Toby.
Pause for laughter. So, like, narrow it down. I'm time poor. I'm very busy organising my iTunes. I can't research everything. Should I be focusing
Look,
on?
Keep your eye on Collingwood. Keep your eye on Geelong. Keep your eye on Hawthorn. Right. They're all playing really well at the moment. I think they will be teams to definitely follow in the finals. So,
okay, so hang on. So let me just get this straight. Collingwood's the Pies.
Mm. Collingwood are the Pies, yes. Yep. Geelong are the Cats.
Yep.
Hawthorn are the Hawks.
Okay, good.
I thought Hawthorn was the poo and the wee.
They are that as well.
Go, the poo and the wee.
Is Angus Momfries in any of those? I like him.
He's in the Women's Weekly this month.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Oh, mine hasn't arrived in the post yet.
Somewhere else that you can find useful football tips. Women's magazine. Women's particularly useful tips such as who's single.
Yeah.
That is a useful tip.
Yes.
Now, you tell me, is Chris Dawes single? I'm starting to call him Disco Dawes, but I don't think anyone's coming with me on that one.
Again, this is where the AFL fan sites will give you all the information. You know, the bulletin board's particularly full of obsessive stalker girly fans and the occasional stalker gay fan who will know if they're single, who will know what their girlfriend's name is, whether they've just broken up with a girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's this kind of exhaustive detail is discussed lot on the AFL fan sites for the various clubs.
Is there like a little section called Brownlow Watch just to see who's
there
going?
There probably should be, shouldn't there?
Which scrubber's going to turn up in a pink dress? Mm.
Do they update them regularly? Because I'm just thinking if a team loses, there'll be some very sad, drunk, lonely men.
We'll need
a crown that night.
They'll need a comforting arm around them, won't they?
Well, they'll need to angrily take it out on someone. So.
Do they advertise vacancies for physiotherapists?
Let me look
not
after
on the
that.
Fan site so much,
right?
Oh, okay.
Now, Richard, is there a lot of slash fiction? Like, can I find somewhere where Buddy Franklin and Chris Dawes
puts one through the big sticks?
You know, double teaming on. Maybe.
Oh, you know, getting a couple of behinds.
I don't know, but there should be. Definitely should be. I mean, there's flash fiction for everyone else. So, I mean, look, if you can write flash fiction about characters from the Harry Potter universe, I don't see why you can't write flash fiction about kind of hot and handsome AFL players.
Someone should make AFL parody porn.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Copyright infringement.
Oh, damn.
Well, they could license it. They could just license it. Andrew Demetriou is a very greedy man. I'm sure he'd be up for it. I'm sure he and Grunty could come to some arrangement whereby, you know, the I don't know, some porn star's got like an Adidas logo tattooed on his ball sack. Could work something out. So, listen, Richard, just very quick answer. Was someone asking me, who do you follow, mate? What is the correct answer?
Collingwood. Always Collingwood.
Always.
All right.
Okay. All right.
I am biased, admittedly. Look, I set up the club's gay and lesbian supporter group, the Pink Magpies. Yes. I do genuinely follow the club. But
I guess
they are hugely popular. So if you want to be hated by 50% of the population and slapped on the back by the rest, then Collingwood is the one to go for.
Yeah, you either barrack for Collingwood or you hate them.
Yeah,
and
there's
you
no
barrack for no one else.
Or you could confuse people and say that you're going to barrack for the Gold Coast Suns, who are so new that everybody will just look at you blankly and change the topic of conversation.
Oh, great. That is the best advice you have given us, how to make people change the topic.
It's such a bad team. No one wants to talk about them.
Yeah.
Just to translate that into gay speak, is that a bit when someone asks you, who's your favourite diva, and you say Celine Dion? Oh.
Anyway, I've got this new Adele album. Let's all go over here. Thank you so much, Richard Watts.
Thank you, boys.
Go Pies.
Go Pies.
Indeed, go Pies.
Come on the Pies.
Yay!
It's my right to lead my sex life without answering to anybody.
Poofcast. It is that time of the Poofcast where...
our favourite time.
Yes. Grab the ammo, grab your ankles, and prepare for the grunt report with Grunty McFuckery.
Oh, Christ in a cubicle. When the fuck is this podcast going to end? For the love of God, this is like Thai beach resort dysentery. Every time you think the last wave of nausea couldn't possibly get any more violent, you feel a new cup full of cold, hateful spew forcing its way past your gullet to erupt in a technicolor fountain of regret and disgust. I'm sure it's been some considerable time since you shit-sipping ass-banders experienced anything forcing its way up your gullets. So you'll just have to take my word for it. It's not too fucking pleasant. When I first agreed to sponsor this miserable waste of radio spectrum, this is airtime they could be using for high-definition pips on the squeaking clock, you fuckers. I thought I was paying for a series of live reads promoting my wrongens chain of gay bars and adjoining mobile chuck wagons. Then I get in here and everyone's all like, oh, Grunty, you have to do an editorial. You have to do an opinion piece. Well, it's my opinion you should all post yourselves to a Turkish prison in wintertime, but no one's going to listen to that. So I might as well express an opinion of issue to the of interest to the gay and lesbian, whoever the fuck all the other letters stand for, community. That being the elephant in the room. Sorry, Adam. Gay marriage. Now, normally, I'm about as political as a Gold Coast promo model. I couldn't give a double dutch shit in the water about diversity, gender politics, human rights, or discrimination. But which I mean, I and my chain of wrongins, gay bars and anal aromatherapy residential workshops are all heavily invested in the health and well-being of the community. However, on the issue of gay marriage, I feel compelled to make a stand. The right to a legally sanctioned and recognised marriage ceremony and accompanying official recognition of same is an inalienable human right whose time has come. And if you arseholes seen the prices you can charge for a cake if you put the word wedding in front of it? Holy shitbirds flying free in springtime. If Roglands could only get into the wedding business, I could retire before the end of this sentence. Cakes, catering, entertainment, and for the gay market, lavender and jasmine-scented amyl bottles on every table at the reception. In fact, I'm thinking seriously about registering as a celebrant. McFuckering unions. Do you the groom take you the groom up the aisle? Right, let's stop fucking around. You may lick each other's ball sacks and let the rest of us get neck deep in tequila laybacks on the dining tables to the tune of a Village People medley. And ding dong merrily on high, eh? Fucking men to that.
Thank you, Grunty.
Thank you, Grunty. I don't want to get married anymore.
Welcome to Every Little Girl's Dream. Poofcast.
It's my favourite segment.
Yay.
Oh, it's everyone's favourite segment.
I love it the most.
It just gets better. It's like a cheese. It gets better with age.
It's just like a cheese.
Yes.
Because it's shot through with suspiciously blue veins. It's Wes Snelling.
Hi.
Hello, Westall.
And it is, of course, Where's Wes?
And
Where's Wes? I'm in Thailand.
No, you're not. You can't trick us this time. Where are you really, Wes?
Somewhere with terrible reception by the sounds of things.
You're in a tunnel.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Go outside.
Oh, well, it is. No, it is a little bit. I feel a little bit squeezed in, I must admit.
Oh.
Like I'm kind of.
Are you back in the closet?
Oh.
I feel like I'm in a box in a lot of ways.
Okay. I'm just going to go for it. Are you in Anne Frank's attic?
No.
Damn. Good try, though.
God damn it. All right. So you feel like you're living in a box.
Yeah, I feel like I'm living in a box, and it's just kind of, and there's people, lots of people around me.
Inside the box, or like looking through the walls of the box?
What?
Like
where are you? What?
So the people are in the box with you.
Are you crowded in with people?
No, I'm in the box. I feel like I'm in a box on my own.
Right.
Although I am wanting other people to come into the box.
Oh God, is there a glory hole in the wall?
there's lots of people around me. There's a guy that I can see above who's kind of pretty much, well, he's got his top off, he's got abs.
Oh, is there a glory hole in the wall?
So he's above you. Where are you? Are you in the Brady Bunch opening special?
A little bit.
All right, I've got it for sure this time.
Yeah. Right.
I have definitely got it for sure this time. Are you in the glass elevator from the end of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, God, no!
That was my next guest after Anne Frank was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And what a great leap that was.
Really, you know, Bette Midler was not in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh. Are you in Beaches?
No.
There's no guy with abs above you in Beaches.
Oh, gosh.
There's a guy next to me.
Yeah,
there's a guy next to you.
Are you in the Express Yourself video clip?
You in the Matrix?
Keep going.
So there's a guy next to you.
There's a guy next to me who's wearing glasses and looks probably, well, he says he's 37 years old.
Right.
And he also says he's 77 kilos. And someone's written on my head, "Who wants to poo on my face?"
Oh, my God! I know
oh,
you
my
are.
God! Oh, yes!
I know you are. You're on Grindr!
I'm on Grindr!
Oh, yay!
You're in a Grindr
profile.
Now, I know in the past we've talked about how horrific it is for people to make a profile for someone on Grindr, but Scott Brennan and I did once make a profile for Paul Wes Snelling.
Well,
on
he
Grindr.
Asked us to set up his profile for him.
And we did write, "Who wants to poo on my face?"
which was mortifying because, A, I didn't know this for 2 weeks. And, B, no one responded.
Wes, can I just point out something? That's a lesson to you for being a lazy bitch.
Mm. Never trust Adam and I with your Grindr profile.
No.
I think is what we learned.
I just love that Grindr can be plausibly compared with both Anne Frank's attic and Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. It's oddly legitimate.
Yes. Oh, Wes. You've outdone yourself this time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He's on Grindr. Yep. All right.
See you on Grindr soon.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to these cocksuckers, but you have to. Puffcast.
All right, it's time again for it's swiftly becoming my new favourite segment. It's eclipsing, is that a thing?
I know.
Oh, my God. You are so fickle.
I am very fickle.
I'm gay. Hello. New and shiny.
It is very good. It's learning time.
It is learning time. We're going to learn more about our poofstery, what went on with the gaze of history with
Mother. Mrs. Professor.
Mrs. Professor.
I love that.
Paul Horan.
Hello.
Hello.
What have you, Aura, well met?
What Lovely. Have you dug out of the anus of history today?
Gentlemen, when I say Sergius and Bacius, you probably think of
Is that a sauna in Queensland?
It sounds like a venereal disease.
Is it a plant?
Or they were on The Amazing Race.
Oh, yes, yeah. I remember. They were hot.
Or a unisex salon in Altona.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you're all wrong.
This is like Doctor Who. It's like going back to what epic of history are we here? it's Rome, isn't it?
It's 3rd century Asia Minor. So we'll call it Turkey.
Okay.
Sergius and Bacius are probably considered the only gay saints.
Oh, my God.
Now, once again, hugely contentious because I reckon there was quite a lot of gay saints. Teresa of Avila, I've got my eye on you.
Did she wear a comfortable shoe or a comfortable sandal? As it were.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't even get me started.
Patron saint of getting the dogs babysitters.
No, Sergius and Bacius were, and also the other thing too, is they were kind of married as two men. And that's, I'll get to that a bit later. But Sergius and Bacius and their feast day is 7th of October, which is coming up. So have a party. I usually do every year. They were two saints who were in the army. They were boys in uniform. Mm. And they were...
Turkish soldiers.
Yes,
oh, funny.
I know. It gets better. It gets better. They were secret Christians.
Is this when you weren't allowed to be Christian?
They quite liked their secrets. Mm. And anyway, they were very, very close. And they had apparently undergone the rite of, which is called the marriage of likeness, which is a rite that's...
Facebook.
Yeah, kind of.
Facebook.
It's kind of like, it used to be like a sacrament in the Catholic Church, and it kind of has become extinct in the Catholic Church since about the 15th century.
Oh, is this one of those things that they had one of their Vatican councils and just went, yeah, no, we're not going to talk, like, purgatory. We don't talk about that anymore.
We don't talk about that anymore.
Yeah, right.
And it's, it was called the Marriage of Likeness. And so as two men, you could go in, and it was like getting, like, marriage or confirmation or
so it's just like, communion. Let's just be best friends forever.
Yeah. It's and, a yeah, BFF yeah, ceremony.
Yeah.
And it survives to this day in the ceremony of buying a warehouse conversion in Fitzroy. Yes.
It's so beautiful.
I know.
So this, you could go in, and anyway, these two guys had got this rite done.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Which was called Adelphophesis.
Adelphophesis?
But also, too.
I had a strain of that last September.
No, I know Adelphophesis. She sang for Eurovision. For Estonia in 2002.
So you could, and these guys had got married. Mm. We'll call it married.
Let's call it married.
Married
in the bum. Yeah. Anyway, they were found out by the army, and so they were martyred.
Don't ask, now, don't tell.
Yes, exactly. Not so much with the Roman army at that stage. Now, they, interestingly enough, they were one of them was put in women's clothing.
Mm.
I'm thinking a tunic, something that's easy to be dragged through the streets. And,
something that'll wear easily.
Yes. Yeah.
So like an Ostie frock, perhaps.
Yeah. Probably like a little more diaphanous than that. But
see, I'm picturing a lime green pantsuit.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just me.
That's you. Anyway, so he's dragged through the streets and then torn apart. Now, the other one who was thrown into jail and was eventually murdered. Now, the cult of Sergius and Boetius then sort of grew up to the point where the town where they were killed was renamed after Sergius as Sergiopolis.
Sergiopolis.
Which has to be the gayest place in Turkey.
Yeah.
It's not called that anymore, which is a real shame because I'd love to go.
It's called Gay Town.
It's called Gay Town.
So presumably they became saints because they were, officially speaking, they became saints because they were martyred for being secret Christians.
Yeah.
And not for taking it up the bum.
But the
to the prostate gland.
But actually, I wonder if the prostate does have a saint.
Oh, probably does.
Yeah.
Well, wait till I
think they just got one.
Yeah.
But anyway, but the most interesting thing, and no one really knows, are they gay? No, they're not. Did they really exist? Whatever. But there are still icons and churches all over Turkey, and there's actually a church in Rome, Sergius and Boetius, and the icons of them are really beautiful. These two men.
You can only get in the church through the back door. Thank you.
Hey! Not in those shoes.
The icons are really beautiful. It's two men, clearly military guys, holding hands in that kind of icon delicate hand way, looking at each other. So whether they were really, gay or not, but if you want to learn more about it, there was a theologian called John Boswell who was hot.
Right.
Theologians are never hot, right? I've looked. But John Boswell had flaxen hair.
Oh,
I can just imagine him in the cloisters, you know, winnowing about.
He had a choice to go to the seminary or star in the Blue Lagoon. And
But if you Google John Boswell, he did a number of books about the marriage of likeness and this all of this kind of thing.
Wow.
He overstates things a bit, I think.
Mm.
He's very trying to make a gay history a little bit hard.
Right,
however, he's hot.
Yeah.
And as we know, we forgive hot people a lot of things.
Yeah, totally. Exactly.
Did you get my order wrong? Don't worry, you probably had a really stressful day.
God, did you get my whole history of the Eastern Church wrong?
It's my bad, I probably read it wrong. Is there anything heavy I can help you pick up?
So, 7th of October, ladies and gentlemen, Sergius and Boetius.
We should have a party.
Sergius and Boetius party.
Yeah.
And we'll all like each other on Facebook on that day.
Yeah. And we'll all dress as women and drag each other around.
Yeah.
Is there, as a supplementary question, have they been picked up by
by gay libertarians now.
Yeah, yeah.
So and they're kind of like a contemporary
movement. There's starting to be a lot more, a bit of a revival of them. And in fact, there is a gay Franciscan monk who's an icon painter, of course. And his name is...
Quite a fabulous icon.
Once again, Google his people, Robert Lentz, L-E-N-T-Z. And
is he also hot?
No, not so much.
Oh, well.
Franciscans are never hot.
No. Yeah. And they have to wear that big brown sash.
Yeah, Hessian's not flattering.
Yeah, it's not. Mission Brown, too. So Robert Lentz, Google him, and he's done all these. He's starting to paint Sergius Symbaceous again.
Yeah, and, hot. Well, we'll try and put a picture of Sergius Symbaceous on the Talking Puffy website. Idea. Little statues. Mm. Right, I'm going to go and think about that for a little bit too long now. You know, they weren't originally marble. That's just jizz that's hardened. That's really them there in the church.
Yeah.
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's like House of Wax in there.
Thank you, with better acting.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again
Cheers.
Next week.
See you next week.
I am what is known as a difficult artist.
Podcast. All right, it's time for Is That a Thing?
It's almost certainly not.
Yeah.
It's in my experience.
Well, this one I think is definitely a thing.
Mm. Right.
Felching.
Oh, yes.
But should it be a thing?
Well,
is my question. Because it's very unsafe.
It is very unsafe.
Do you want to explain what it is, Scott? Because I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Because you're such a shy little thing, aren't you? Yes. Felching is when two men love each other very much.
Yes.
And one of them just totally spills his man gravy in the shit pipe of the other one.
When two men hardly know each other and are stuck in the same chipboard cubicle on grand final night.
It's coming into someone's ass. Mm. And
which
then,
we do not recommend because it's incredibly unsafe.
Indeed.
Unless you're with someone you absolutely love and you've both been tested and everything's fine.
Thank you.
As a disclaimer.
Thanks, Mum. but then once you've woofed your cookies up there...
Woofed your cookies!
New word!
There you go.
Woofed Learn a word
cookies.
A day.
Once you've woofed your cookies
once
up
once you've
there.
Squeezed your Oreo into someone.
Yeah. Up their date. Then you... go down there and you suck the aforementioned baby gravy out.
Now, this is the dictionary definition of felching.
Yes.
Yeah. And everyone I knows what felching is.
Yes.
Right.
I've never seen it or heard of it actually happening.
I've seen it.
I've seen it.
Have you seen
a movie?
It?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But I was told what it was when I was in year 7.
Oh, really? That's early.
Yeah.
My God, that teacher probably should be sacked.
That is the most outrageous home economics class I've ever heard of.
Tim told me in year 7 in our art class, where else, in bloody Princes Hill in Carlton in Victoria, and when he said, you know, the other guy sucks the first
Your
guy.
Teacher was telling you this in
no,
year 7?
No, my friend Tim.
Oh, right.
Friend.
Oh, sorry.
He was the worst parish priest ever.
When he sucks the cum out of his ass.
I'm only intermittently conscious. So
obviously,
not really,
Tim had not heard the whole thing properly and explained to me that it was done with a straw.
Ah. Oh. See, that's just unnecessarily fiddly, really.
But I still don't think it's a thing.
I keep thinking of a paper straw, the ones you get in hospital.
Oh, yes. The ones that they go flat when you suck them too hard. Yes.
The mechanics don't add up because when you woof your cookies, Scott, you woof it, please God, a good 6 or 7 inches up. You cannot have the physical suction.
But there's you don't have a uterus. Boys don't have a uterus, so it's never too far up. Like there's always it's always
true.
Near the entry.
Hence the
and
messy farts.
Hence the messy farts.
And you can give it a little push.
Yeah, right. I'd never considered that idea.
Well, you know, there's a lot of muscles down there.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is a particular establishment in Melbourne that is a sex on premises establishment, which insists on playing barebacking porn on the screen. And I just think it's a really bad idea.
Irresponsible.
It's going to give people a, you know.
Yes.
And it's very hard to find a condom in this same venue.
Yes.
Anyway.
But
yeah, I just. Yeah.
Well, if you've seen it in movies, then it's...
But you know what? It's really boring in movies because it's just a dribble and a lick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The concept of felching sounds like some sort of pneumatic.
Yeah, but yeah.
Like with a straw.
But like I've seen it, I can't.
Or a toilet plunger.
I can't ever. I'm right here. I can't ever imagine actually doing it myself because once I've. Finish. Come, once I've wolfed my cookies.
This is the problem.
There is no way I want to go near my own cum or someone put my mouth on someone's ass.
Maybe you need a third person. Maybe it's a...
This goes to a larger problem.
Yes.
Which is asynchronous orgasm.
Yeah.
Yes.
How
yes.
many times has one's husband bought the farm, as yes. it were? and
you've barely started renting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Correct. Correct. And you were still tilling the fields.
Yeah, right.
And so you get this kind of long-suffering, dissatisfied grimace. Rass, fine. Yep, yep. Yeah, close. Are you, are you close?
Yeah.
Are you close? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fucking 7:30 report's on. Are you close?
I went out with a guy once who we had when... And you know I don't like to top because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
When I was the boss, when I was Tony Danza and he was Judith Light.
Right.
That's the most perfect way I've ever heard it.
We would, like, together. Always together.
Yeah, right, right.
But he...
Katy Perry, baby, you're a firework.
Yeah, firework. Wow. Totally. Exactly at the same time always happened. Because he had, like, a pneumatic ass that whenever he was ready to come, it would just kind
he
of...
He could just...
Clamp down on my dick like a crazy. I was like, oh, yeah, all right, you've dragged that out.
Right, okay, wow.
But when it was the other way round, if I was, you know, on all haunches, and he constantly kept going, no, 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 he insisted he was a top, it would... take him like maybe a month and then often I would be finished and it would involve me disinterestedly fingering him for about 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and look, obviously courtesy is due.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you don't want to... If you're allegedly in love with someone.
But fucking sometimes it's a big ass.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I think, just can you put like maybe, if you're going to fuck me, can you wear a butt plug while you're doing it? Because I don't have all night.
Or at least come to some kind of negotiation. You know what? You jerk yourself off. I'm going to go and watch the telly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got some dishes to do. Yeah. I'm out of here.
I think this is a scenario both of us are equally happy with.
But, you know, when it was the other way around, perfect.
Wow.
Like, absolutely. Synchronous orbit.
Hand in glove, as it were.
As it were.
Sometimes I think you just, you know, there's ways, you know, some people like it more up one way than the other. And
yes.
I don't know.
Oh, let's all just... ruminating.
Were we talking about felching at some
point? I think so, yeah. But started with felching. Got a bit lost.
This conversation about love and synchronicity began with sucking the cum out of someone's ass.
Yeah. As all good stories do begin.
Correct.
But I think you're right, Toby. I think if a third person who hadn't come yet was involved, they might be into it.
Yeah.
If someone had a spare felcher.
Yes. Someone who was a bit dehydrated.
Who's that guy? He's the felcher.
Yeah.
I know it's weird now, but in about 25, who am I kidding,
he's
7 minutes,
sit there
you are going to be really grateful.
He's like, evening, governor. I just imagine him as some kind of like a chimney sweep character. Evening, governor. I'm your felcher for this evening. Let me know when you're about to wolf your cookies and I'll be right in there.
With your wolfy cookies?
Yes.
Felch, churu.
Because I'm, you know, I'm terrified of anything vaguely unsafe. So I've never been on either end of that.
A felch fest.
A felch fest. But I wonder what it would feel like. Like, you'd be being rimmed.
But they'd be,
you were shitting out cum.
Wow. Since you
and
put
a big hello to my mother.
Yeah. Since you put it so beautifully, it's hard to imagine.
I know. And what if it came out like chocolate milk?
I'm going to have a shower.
Yeah, I'm going to go wash my mind.
All right, felching, it's not a thing. Oh, dear.
Wow.
Gosh, generic comment.
Oh, we're doing a meta closer now, are we?
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Generic comment recorded out of sequence, not sure where it fits in the general narrative of the podcast, but gosh.
Hang on, there's a narrative to the podcast?
Yeah, it's hidden. It's like the Da Vinci Code.
God.
If you listen carefully enough, there are instructions.
We should point out that we do record the entire thing out of order 6 months in advance. We don't know what we're talking about.
No, that's all right.
Well, we recorded this. What time is it now? It's 2004?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I cannot wait for the Beijing Olympics.
Yeah.
Next week, Grunty McFuckering will be with us to... you know, he shouts a lot.
He does.
Ugh.
He's so objectionable.
That's why I always leave the room when he's on.
Yeah, you run a mile.
I cannot stand listening to that bellicose asshole.
You said bellicose.
Yeah, I did. Mother Horan's inspired me.
Right. Okay.
To learn a word.
Get all of the latest Poofcast news, of course, from talkingpoofy.com.au.
And join the Facebook page as
Join the Facebook page. Feel free to send us an email, poofcast@talkingpoofy.com.au. We'd love to hear from you.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Poofcast.
By which I mean, I and my chain of wrong uns, gay bars and anal aromatherapy.
He came across a joke you'd forgotten writing, didn't you?
Anal aromatherapy residential workshops.
Where should we go back to?
I'll go from the paragraph.
I told you you needed time off.